This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm super excited to have him back on here to find out what's going on with their new Phase 3 trial. We're talking about Del Mar Pharmaceuticals. They trade on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol DMPI. Their stock price is around $1.27. With us today is the CEO of the company, Jeffrey Boccia. Jeffrey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Evan. It's great to be back, and I look forward to giving an update to the listeners.
You know, if you would, and we've got a lot of new listeners. We've got a new platform. Give my new listeners a little bit about statement of what Del Mar Pharmaceuticals is all about and what you guys are about to accomplish.
Sure. Well, Del Mar Pharmaceuticals is focused on the treatment of cancer and for patients who have tumors who exhibit features that make them resistant to or unlikely to respond to currently available therapy. So we look at solving important unmet medical needs where new therapies are desperately needed. And we have a lead program in a cancer called glioblastoma, which is now in a phase 3 clinical trial for refractory disease. These are patients that have failed all other therapies. We also announced yesterday that we had opened a phase 2 trial in newly diagnosed glioblastoma, in particular patients who have a DNA repair enzyme that make them be resistant to the currently available therapy. So we can use that as a biomarker to get our drug to the right patients. And we're also exploring the drug in other tumor types, such as ovarian cancer.
You know, what characteristics of the active Val-083 makes it a promising therapy for the treatment of a range of what kind of tumor types?
Well, the Val-083, it's an interesting molecule that was actually studied by the National Cancer Institutes here in the United States fairly extensively before we picked it up. So there was phase 2 activity in human clinical trials across a number of different tumors. So that's a very important aspect of the whole program, is that we're focusing on tumors where there's already been activity demonstrated. And what we do is we invest in understanding how the drug works, employ very sophisticated modern biology tools to really dig down into the mechanism of action of the drug. And by understanding how the drug works and comparing that to the mechanism of a current therapy, for example, in glioblastoma, Temodar or temozolomide, as it's known, is the main stage treatment and chemotherapy used in glioblastoma. So we compare the mechanisms and say, is our drug different in how it attacks the tumor? And if that difference is linked to a known mechanism of resistance, or the reason patients would not respond to that current drug, then that's a place where we're going to focus, because by being different, then we can avoid that resistance mechanism and have a brand new therapy with a drug that was already shown to work in the disease. So in glioblastoma, we are using MGMT, which is a DNA repair enzyme, as a biomarker. Patients who have a high expression of that enzyme, we all know they're going to fail Temodar. And so we can focus on those patients. That represents 2 out of 3 patients who are diagnosed with glioblastoma around the world every year. And we take the same approach of differentiation into other solid tumors. And as I mentioned, we have an active program that we're looking to bring into clinical trials in ovarian cancer in the not-too-distant future.
My guest today is Jeffrey Boccia. He is the CEO of Del Mar Pharmaceuticals, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol DMPI. You know, I wanted to ask you about, there was, I think, a press release a couple of months ago about the Val-083 as a new chemotherapy in treatment of the GBN. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Right. So that phase 3 clinical trial that we have recently launched is in refractory glioblastoma. So what I was just talking about with MGMT is patients that are just diagnosed who would go onto our drug instead of the current standard of care. But when we started our clinical trial several years ago, we were actually treating patients that had already failed that drug, Temodar, and had also had their tumor come back after it was treated with a major drug called Avastin. And in this case, when patients have a tumor that has come back after those 2 lines of treatment, it's a very, very dire situation. And the median survival of patients in that situation is very short, unfortunately. It's really sort of 2 to 5 months from the point where their tumor comes back after Avastin. Now, when we started our clinical trial, the FDA asked us to focus initially on those patients. And what we saw in our phase 1-2 clinical trial is a median survival of better than 8 months, 8.35 months, which is much better than 2 to 5 months. It's a meaningful benefit in terms of overall survival. And so we've launched a phase 3 clinical trial in the United States. It'll be at 25 centers, which will take approximately 2 years to really play that out and demonstrate that there really is a benefit in this patient population. And that's likely to be our first approval if our data is successful.
I want to switch gears here just for a second. I noticed that there was a press release out maybe a month or two ago that you brought in some money, you raised some money, and then you gave out, I believe, preferred stock, and you got rid of the warrants. Can you bring us up to speed where we're at in that process?
Right. So we did a preferred stock transaction last year, and then we followed that up with a financing just a few months ago. And the financing that we completed a few months ago was really geared toward letting us advance VAL-083 into the beginning stages of this phase 3 clinical trial, this pivotal clinical trial here in the United States for refractory glioblastoma. As we go forward and look at being able to advance the drug into ovarian cancer and wanting to fully expand the phase 3 trial, we'll need to raise some additional capital. But the nice thing is we also have a couple of phase 2 studies in that MGMT unmethylated, or the high expressors of that repair enzyme in glioblastoma. We have two phase 2 programs there that are largely funded by collaborators. So we're in reasonable shape to move a number of things forward. And of course, we always look at opportunities to shore up the balance sheet so that we can continue to accelerate and expand our work.
Looking to the future, what are the main milestones to come for Del Mar?
Well, I think the world is focusing on our phase 3 study. We recently announced that we had initiated the first sites for that trial, and we expect to give an update on enrollment and site initiations here in the fall at major scientific meetings, particularly one called the Society for Neuro-Oncology meeting in November. We expect and hope that the FDA is going to be excited about what we're doing in ovarian cancer and allow us to move forward into that clinical trial, subject, of course, to the capital available to do it. And then the phase 2 study that is funded through collaborators, one site at MD Anderson and the site in newly diagnosed patients that is outside of the United States, those will begin to have data in terms of safety and outcomes as we go into early 2018. So really, as we move through the next several months, there are a number of clinical milestones related to initiation of clinical trials and leading to outcomes data that we can present, hopefully at major scientific meetings, as we go through the end of this year, through 2018, and ultimately toward the completion of a phase 3 clinical trial, of course, subject to the funding to make sure that happens in 2019, and a potential approval if the data is solid and validates what we've already seen in early 2020.
We're currently in phase 3 right now in VAL-83 with about 180 patients?
Yes, it's a relatively small phase 3 clinical trial. So you hear about these very, very large studies that pharmaceutical companies and drug development companies often run. But because of the nature of the disease, because of the size of the benefit that we're seeing compared to the currently available therapy, we're able to run a relatively small trial. So it's under 200 patients. And you're exactly right. We're targeting 180. It'll take less than 2 years. So it's in the context of phase 3 clinical trial, this is a very efficient, very fast, and relatively cost-effective study to run continue to accelerate toward our first actual approval in an indication where really it's such a dire unmet medical need, and being able to do something for these patients with brain cancer who have failed everything else is really something that we're very excited about.
My guest today is Jeffrey Boccia. He is the CEO of Del Mar Pharmaceuticals, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol DMPI. In closing, Jeffrey, is there anything that we didn't touch upon that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Yeah, I think there's a great story that I have been able to tell recently about a fellow who I personally know, who is a glioblastoma patient who is on our drug. In most cases, if a patient is in a clinical trial, we wouldn't know who they are. But this patient we do know. He has that biomarker that makes him not responsive to the currently available chemotherapy. And he's on our drug. And a couple of weeks ago, he was treated Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And that weekend, he and his wife joined us on what's called the Ride to Conquer Cancer and rode 250 kilometers from Vancouver, British Columbia to Seattle. And this is a serious bike ride. And he's on our drug and he's tolerating it very well. And it was amazing to be part of that with him and knowing that somebody who we're hopefully going to be able to help and being part of that was really puts it in perspective of how important this is. And we're looking to be able to do that for many, many patients. So thank you, Everett. We're excited.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I know you're a very busy guy. You're flying all over the world and everything. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in about 60 days. Give us an update on the GBM and also the Val 83. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Very good. We are definitely looking forward to continuing to keep you updated. And then thanks again for the opportunity to speak to the listeners.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.